We've all been there, trapped in traffic jams that don't seem to have any cause. Well, a new technology may have a solution to those backups. It's called adaptive cruise control. Some cars now have radar that focuses on the car ahead of them to calculate a safe stopping distance. That cuts down on humans' tendency to overcompensate when braking and keeps traffic running smoothly. Car and Driver editor-in-chief Chaba Chera has tried the technology out. He says it's still in its infancy.
They actually won't let you get very close. It's roughly 100 feet, and it's usually adjustable on these cars between about 100 and 200 feet. And that's actually one of the problems with these things, because out on the open road, the 100 to 200 foot spacing is perfectly fine. But if you try and use them in urban traffic, usually we all want to drive a little closer than that. And the spacing is large enough that if you let the adaptive cruise control run even at the minimum spacing, other people can change lanes and get in front of you, at which point the adaptive cruise control slows you down more and drops you back another 100 feet, at which point someone else changes lanes in front of you.
So it didn't account for human behavior, it sounds like.
Well, it can't account for human behavior. It can only account, it doesn't know what the person in front of you is doing. It simply reacts to what's going on. And, you know, this is a fairly new technology. Everyone gets very concerned about safety and potential lawsuits when something like this is introduced. So in the beginning, the manufacturers are conservative, and I think that's why they have this fairly large spacing.
I guess the idea behind this adaptive cruise control, ideally anyway, is that it could help with those traffic jams that seem to occur for no reason at all. I mean, there's not an accident. There's not something blocking the road. It's some weird shockwave of vehicles, one slowing down and then the ripple effect of that deceleration.
Well, that's right, because traffic has an amazing memory. And something happens to slow traffic down, and it could actually be a legitimate accident that was cleared up an hour ago, or it could be simply that someone wasn't paying attention, they noticed someone slowing in front of them, they slammed on the brakes, and next thing you know, everyone does it behind them. And the problem is that people are overreacting. If you're really paying perfectly close attention to the car in front of you, you'll notice even before their brake lights come on that they're slowing down. You'll ease off the gas, and you probably don't have to step on the brakes. But most people aren't paying that kind of attention, and they don't really realize that the car has slowed down until they're 5 feet from the rear bumper. Then they slam on the brakes. Then the one behind you slams on the brakes. And with the adaptive cruise control, this doesn't happen because the technology and the radar measuring the spacing never sleeps and is always attentive.
How odd a feeling is it to be surrendering control of the brake pedal to the car?
It's kind of odd. The first time you experience it, you're driving along and you tend to take your right foot and you have it poised above the brake pedal just in case this system fails. But, you know, you get used to it. And on the open road, it actually works very nicely.
Well, it sounds like it has some flaws still, but Chaba, do you think this is the future? Are we going to be seeing adaptive cruise control in all cars pretty soon?
The cost will be coming down for sure. You know, right now this is well over $1,000 for this feature, but I think we're going to be seeing more of it, and I think the real thing that this signifies is adaptive cruise control, lane change monitoring, navigation systems, and it's really starting to put us on the road towards automated cars, which are still, you know, I would say at least 5 to 10 years away. But the notion of literally being able to get into a car, press a button that says home and off it goes, it's in our future and it's in our lifetimes. That's going to be a major change.
Chaba Chera is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. Chaba, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.